Apologies for having you come up with new storylines for today, but Jaden Daniels is our starting quarterback.
Ah, there it was. Not much of a surprise from Dan Quinn yesterday. He made it official. Jaden Daniels will be the starting quarterback when the season opens in 19 days in Tampa on September 8th. It'll be the seventh different quarterback in the last 7 years to start a season opener for Washington. You know who, as in Kurt Cousins, was the last QB here to start more than 1 year in a row. That's pretty amazing in its own right. But Daniels also will be the 36th quarterback to start a game for Washington since 1993 when Mark Rippon played his final season here. 36 starters in 30 years. That basically, other than the hideous owner who was here for 25 years, that number, more than anything other than Snyder, explains the lack of franchise success more than anything else. 36 QBs to start games in 30 seasons, and this will be the seventh year in a row that the team will have a new starting quarterback. But it does feel like a new day. It does, and I'm optimistic about Jaden Daniels being different and having the ability to be here for more than just the 2024 season opener, and I think many of you feel the same way. Good morning. One guest on the show today, just one. We'll go around the NFL with Brian DiArdo from CBS Sports at 12 noon. This from Mike D, who sent me this, Denton. Not sure if you've seen it or not. It's the Junkies Twitter poll question of the day. Their Twitter poll question of the day is, do you agree with EB from the Junkies, that you've seen enough from Jaden Daniels in the preseason to be convinced that he will not be a bust? EB from the Junkies said, quote, my guy is not going to miss, closed quote. That's the Scotty's Vodka Twitter poll of the day for the Junks. You can go to their page at 106.7 The Fan and vote in that poll. Mike D sent it to me and he wrote two things. He wrote, number one, I'm guessing your answer would be yes to this Twitter poll question. And number two, will you list how many draft picks you thought were bust proof that you were wrong about, starting with the TCU receiver? Oh, Mikey D. Yes, Josh Doctson. I loved him. I did. My oldest son was a freshman his senior year. I think he was a freshman. And I watched all of those games, went to a game, and he was an outstanding college wide receiver. And yeah, it wasn't just that I liked him. I actually predicted on the air in the 10 minutes between the pick that went before him and Washington making the pick, with Doc on the air doing our draft show, I predicted they would take him and wanted them to take him. Yes. And I loved Chase Young. There is Mikey D, I'm sure you want me to admit Chase Young as well. I loved that pick. I didn't want them to lose that giant game. That giant game at the end of that year, Daniel Jones threw like 5 touchdown passes. Did you see him, as a change of subject real quickly, in the preseason the other night? Did you see how bad he looked? Denton?
Who, Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
Oh, awful. I mean, he's in a regular season form. Good for him.
It's preseason. It's his first snap since a serious injury last year. I know Giant fans are going crazy. I got off track here. I love Chase Young. That Giant game at the end of that year was the next to last game of the year. That was for Chase Young. You know, nobody thought that Justin Herbert or Tua should go number 2 overall. Chase Young was the consensus number 2 pick after Joe Burrow in that draft, and I was very excited about him. I loved the Robert Griffin selection in 2012. I was on record as having no issue with the trade with the Rams and then the pick. And, you know, it was all about, we haven't had a quarterback in forever. You have to have one. You got to take a big swing. And they did. It didn't work out. I'll give it to the Junks. You know, I'm sure that it was EB. I'm sure that EB, who said Jaden is bust-proof, knew exactly what he was doing. And I'm sure it generated a good response. But honestly, Mikey D, my answer, I mean, I'm not saying this just to be argumentative with you, but if I were really voting in that poll, honestly, I would vote no. It's way too early. It's way too early. I of course there's a chance Jaden could bust. And I'm the biggest fan there is of him, I think, right now, and have been for the last year. And I've wanted all along for them to be in position to take him. And I don't think he will. I certainly don't think he'll bust. Everything about what made him a great college quarterback last year, one of the great college quarterback seasons we've ever seen, it all translates to today's NFL. One of the reasons I'm really fired up and optimistic. I'm a huge fan. I think they did the right thing. And I'm very, very bullish on Jaden Daniels, you know, being one of those guys that turns out to be right, you know, early in the draft as a quarterback. But I also know that it's not just all of us, including you, I'm sure, Mike, who get it wrong on the draft every once in a while. Teams only get it right a third of the time. Like, a really solid draft is like hitting on like 35, 36, 37% when you look back on it 3 years after the fact. I mean, they only get it right just slightly higher than a third of the time. So, no, after two preseason games, after, what, three total drives, 15 pass attempts, 14 of which were basically quick game throws, or 13 of them, no, I can't say for sure he's going to turn out to be, you know, the one out of three. Well, really, the six quarterbacks, right, that were taken in the top 12. Williams, Daniels, May, Penix Jr., McCarthy, and Nix. Of those six, the odds are that two of the six, all right, a third, will end up signing a second contract with the team that picked them. You know, the other four will either be busts or they will be, you know, on the move from team to team. They'll be on their third team 4 years from now. But I actually don't think I've ever really thought of a player as completely bust-proof. Chase Young, I was really confident in. Josh Doctson, different. That's different. I would have never said he's bust-proof. Chase Young, I would have probably said, had somebody asked the question that way, and maybe you could find me saying he's bust-proof. But I was super confident in Chase Young. And I would say that I feel similarly about Jaden Daniels, but I also just recognize that it's crazy to say after two preseason games and three offensive drives where basically they're not really having him do some of the things that they'll probably have him do in the regular season, that he's bust-proof. You know, I looked back right before the show at just like the last 15 years of number one overall picks. By the way, if he's bust-proof, then the Bears screwed up unless they are absolutely convinced that Caleb Williams is bust-proof. Because if you have a quarterback that's bust-proof, you'd probably take that quarterback number one overall. But just in looking back over the last, like, 15 drafts, you know, going back to, say, 2008, you know, I remember being very, very optimistic about Andrew Luck. And I wish that the Colts hadn't taken Luck, but I was okay with Griffin. I probably would have said in the moment, he's as close to bust-proof as anybody else. I know I would have said it about Jameis Winston. I was a big Jameis Winston fan coming out. I would have been totally wrong. Remember, Marcus Mariota was the number two pick in that 2015 draft, and a lot of people thought he was bust-proof. I mean, he was a phenomenal college quarterback at Oregon. I remember feeling similarly about Joe Burrow and saying, look, Chase Young's my guy in this draft, but if Cincinnati took Chase Young or took Tua, then you've got to take Burrow. I would take Burrow every day of the week, twice on Sunday before Chase Young. I also, no, that would be it. That would be the list of, say, the last 15 years. Luck, Winston would have been wrong about him, Burrow. Like, I didn't feel as strongly about Trevor Lawrence as I did about Luck or Winston. And I, to be honest with you, I don't think I felt as strongly about Joe Burrow as I do right now about Jaden Daniels. And Joe Burrow was the number one overall pick. But we'll see. I mean, it, of course, is ridiculous to really, you know, be super convinced after two preseason games. I'm convinced and optimistic, not because of what I've seen him do in the preseason. I mean, there are impressive things about him in the two preseason games, no doubt. You know, his poise, you know, he clearly looks like he belongs and that he feels very comfortable out there. But that's not why I think Jaden Daniels is going to be a good quarterback for Washington moving forward. That's not why I'm really optimistic and thrilled that he was the pick. It's because of what he did in college in real games last year. That's why I'm confident in Jaden Daniels. Not enough to say bust proof, because you can't say that. We've all followed sports and football long enough to know that everybody has some bust potential. Every player that you think is going to be great. Look, Trevor Lawrence was considered bust proof. He so far has had an up and down start to his career. I think he's talented. I think he should turn out to be, you know, certainly a top half of the league kind of starting quarterback, and that he'll sign a contract, a second contract with Jacksonville, which, by the way, means he didn't bust. But he certainly hasn't turned out at this point to be what people thought. But we've watched enough of this over the years to know that, you know, anything can happen. And certainly with Jaden, there's also, you know, the added element of why some people didn't like him coming out. And that would be his frame and the fact that he took a lot of hits in college, you know, and will he hold up physically? You know, that's not an unreasonable concern after watching him play. I think the other concerns, as we've talked, you know, a lot about over the last 6-7 months, pressure to sack percentage, you know, intermediate throws, etc. I think that a lot of that was not in proper context. I don't think he'll have those issues. He could. I mean, we don't know. The NFL is completely different. We just don't know. We sit here and we talk like we know, but I think sometimes you just have to say, I think he's going to be good, but we've been burned enough to know that we really don't know. And we're not going to know until they start playing real games. None of what we've seen so far means anything other than he hasn't soiled himself in the huddle, you know, calling the play. He seems to be, you know, getting everything, you know, in terms of the mental part of the game so far. But, you know, I've talked about this a few times in the last few weeks. Todd Bowles to open up. Good defense on the road. You don't think Todd Bowles can scheme it up against a rookie quarterback? You don't think Cleveland and Baltimore, that giant defense, which is a pretty damn good defense, the Cincinnati defensive coordinator who's been there now for a while, they've got, you know, in their first six games, they're going to face some good tests, you know, defensively. We're going to get a good early read, not a definitive or a conclusive read, but we're going to get a good early read on whether or not this is going to be a good first year because of the way the teams they play and the defensive coordinators they're facing. I don't know, Denton. Do we open up phones and ask everybody whether or not they believe Jaden Daniels? You've seen enough to say that he's bust-proof. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. The Junkies poll was, is he bust-proof? Have you seen enough to say he's bust-proof? Or is it way too early? My answer is it's way too early. Even though, if you told me, you have to actually bet on bust or not bust. And I would definitely bet on not bust. But being able to say bust proof, too early. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. I do think that these preseason games, the practices, you know, the five touchdown red zone passes against the Dolphins last week in the joint practice, the effusive praise over and over again coming from coaches, players, some of those players and coaches in opponents' buildings, like the Jets, like what Salah said, what McDaniel, what some of the what Kendall Fuller said about him. I do think that the level of confidence that they may have gotten it right has grown, and maybe significantly since the draft. But there's really no reason at this point for you to feel any differently than you felt on draft day. Honestly, there's just none of this stuff really matters. We've watched football long enough to know there are really good preseason performers who bust out quickly, and there's some really bad preseason performers who turn out to be really good players. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Have you seen enough so far to say Jaden Daniels is bust-proof? Yes or no, with reasons? It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
You know, it's cool because I also, you know, wanted him to know, like, you know, years from now, 10 years from now, we're going to say, you know, to a young player, you have to go earn it and you have to go compete for it. And we did that, Jaden, in his first year. And so that's always going to be what we stand for, you know, in terms of the competition and going for it and battling for it. And so I wanted that to be the standard. And he said that's what it always is, you know, and competing, and that's just who he is at the core. So that's kind of, you know, what we talked about. And so it would have been something we could have done, but the competing is still, that's the number one thing here. And to make sure that always is the case, we'll be able to look back and years and years from now and say, is that we did it, you know, from day one as well.
That was just an amazing soundbite from Dan Quinn, because he certainly is all in on bus proof, as he should be. He's all in on 10 years from now. Jaden's career will be so great that the next quarterback that comes in to replace him, they'll be able to say to that young quarterback, you got to earn it in competition, just like Jaden did in his rookie year. That's something else, man. That is cart before horse talk. But I think Quinn, I think we're learning this. He is just publicly really, really positive. And I agree with him on Jaden Daniels. I hope we're sitting here, and I think there's a chance we'll be sitting here in 10 years looking back on, you know, an outstanding career. But it hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened yet. I guess you have to think it first, right? And you got to believe it. You know, sometimes you can keep some of those beliefs to yourself. But, yeah, that was an interesting one from Dan Quinn yesterday. All right, question, and it comes straight from the Junkies this morning, who put out a poll this morning, their Twitter poll. EB of the Junkies said that he has seen enough of Jaden Daniels in the preseason to be convinced that he will not be a bust. So the question to all of you is, do you think you've seen enough to say Jaden Daniels is bust-proof? Yes or no? Why or why not? Look, everything I feel about Jaden Daniels comes from his college season last year, not from anything I've seen in two preseason games. So I am bullish. I am optimistic, very optimistic about Jaden Daniels based on what I saw him do in the SEC at LSU against some of the best defensive teams in America. And I saw one of the most exciting and thrilling college quarterback seasons I have ever seen. And everything he did in that season last year is translatable to today's NFL game. So that's why I am optimistic, but not enough certainly to say bust proof. There are just too many examples of being, I've you know, admitted, Chase Young to me was bust proof coming out of Ohio State. Okay, I understand that part of the story involves injury, but part of the story with him doesn't involve injury. That's the thing about bust proof, right? Is that when we've been wrong as football fans on the draft, more times than not, it's because we have no idea about the person. You know, that is such a big part of the evaluation that we have no clue about as we're going through sort of, you know, thinking about the draft and making predictions about the draft, etc. Now, everything about Jaden so far has been outstanding in terms of the intangible part. But that was the case with RG3 in 2012. I mentioned this last week. Kenny Pickett, who was the only first-round pick of that 2022 draft, right? Had what some Steeler fans and reporters called one of the greatest preseasons they had ever seen for a quarterback. He was, I think he was 29 of 36 for 269 yards, three touchdowns, no picks, no sacks. And then he gets into his first NFL game in week four and throws three picks and a half. To come to any sort of real opinion based on preseason games, this has got to be your first preseason. You can't come to that conclusion. I'm not singling out EB. I know what he was doing here, and clearly they got a lot of, I mean, they're professional radio hosts, and they've done a phenomenal job for a long period of time. But clearly you can't think based on preseason games, three drives, that you've seen enough to say bust proof. 301-230-0980, even though I really don't think he's going to be a bust. I think he's going to be great. 301-230-0980. Let's go to the phone lines. Denton, by the way, what do you think? I haven't asked you yet.
So the bust proof thing is something that I'm wrestling with, but I would say as I sit here now, Kevin, I am confident that if he ends up being what you would consider a bust, it's going to be due to injury, not because he's going to get to the regular season and suck. I think what we've seen in college, what we've seen in a very small sample size in the preseason, but it's more so what he's done outside when it's practice, when it's talking to the media, and just his philosophy with football. I think that is what kind of separates him from some of the other guys that have had good preseasons in the past and then ended up not being very good. This dude loves football. He lives and breathes football. And if you don't mind, I would like to play you something. I feel bad. I was going to harp on you to play this yesterday, but this was an answer after the game on Saturday in the press conference that kind of encapsulates just my view of him and why I think that he is going to, even if he does struggle, which I anticipate there will be some sort of struggle this year, that he is going to be smart enough and cerebral enough to finish it out or to figure it out. So listen to this answer that he was asked about when it came to the pressures that Miami was kind of throwing at him and how he's going to use them this year.
It was great to go out there, obviously practice and see different looks, different blitzes that teams, you know, might try to throw at us. And obviously the DCs over there, he came from the Baltimore tree. So obviously we played Baltimore later on in the year. So just trying to go out there and see different looks. It's a chess match at the end of the day. They're trying to get us and expose us, and we're trying to do the same thing.
Yeah, I love that too. I love the reference to Anthony Weaver, the DC, the fact that he even knew that and knew, you know, that they would be playing Baltimore this year. You know, Anthony Weaver, remember, the who was the D-line coach at Baltimore last year, was not the D coordinator, was actually one of Washington's early Zoom call interviews, remember, for the head coaching job here. I like that answer too. I've liked all of his answers. I think everything about him right now, you know, you never have a complete picture until there's adversity, and then you see how everybody handles those moments, which there's been none of so far here. He had it at LSU at times, and I saw someone who overcame it with incredible competitive spirit. I mean, he was a one-man show there, and I say that. They had great receivers, clearly, but they had no defense, and he literally had to carry that team in some of those games that they would have lost without him. They lost four football games this year, LSU did, but they lost those games because of their defense, not their offense. But, yeah. All right, phone lines 301-230-0980. Simple question. It's the Junks Twitter poll question of the day. Have you seen enough from Jaden Daniels in two preseason games to say bust proof? Let's start with G from the shop. G, go ahead.
Yeah, this shouldn't even be a segment. There's no way to do that after two daggone preseason games. You know what I'm saying? RG3 and Chase Young won a rookie of the year. And they considered a bust, and that's after a whole regular season of winning that Rookie of the Year award. You know,
how about Carson Wentz after two years?
Also, he was the MVP that Super Bowl year before he got
would have been.
You know what I'm saying? And like you said, I got confidence in him from what he showed in college, but I could be wrong. I'm being optimistic. I'm hoping he's not a bust because we need a change. But I've seen quarterbacks like Andre Ware, Jamarcus Russell, and Heath Shuler look awesome in college, and they came to this league and stunk. So, you know, you need some type of longevity. You need a resume, and let them build that before we label them bust proof.
Yeah, you bringing up some of those. I mean, Carson Wentz is a really good example because, as you reminded me, he was a legitimate MVP front runner in his second season. And now, let's face it, Carson Wentz's career, based on where he was drafted, bust of a career. Same thing, flipping it around. Josh Allen did not have good, you know, early days or a good first or second season superstar. It's just, it takes time before you can really come to a conclusion, and nobody at this point is above being bust proof. I don't think.
The only person that I've seen in the recent past is the quarterback for Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes. He's bust proof. He could end his career now, and that's a bust proof career because he was a late, 15th pick in that
10th,
draft.
I think. He was 10th.
People pick quarterbacks before him, and what I'm saying is he got three of them jumps, man. He's awesome. He's bust proof. But anybody else?
Well, yeah, but you're not saying Nick that he was bust proof when he got picked at number 10 overall. That was a surprising pick. He went before Deshaun Watson.
Because I wouldn't ever say that because I've seen Andre Ware light it up in Houston. He was old.
Yeah.
I seen Heath Shuler show all the talent in the world when he was at Tennessee, and he stunk with us. So, no, I would never put that pressure on him, and it's all about development. Yeah, he got all this pro talent, but it's up to these people to develop him into a consummate pro like a Lamar Jackson, like a Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, G. Appreciate it. Let's go to Robert. Robert in Annapolis. Robert, go ahead.
Well, G explained it as well as could be. I mean, you haven't seen very much at all in the preseason, so you just got to give it time. When I think of a bust proof, it's hard. John Elway, maybe. That might have been one guy.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's a guy you knew wherever he went, he was gonna have some success. It took him a while to get the trophies, but, I mean, he just had all the talent there is and everything else. You know, I actually think that Jaden and the other rookies should play in this. You know, this fearing injury on these young players, obviously your veterans don't need to play, but I actually think he should have an extended play of some in an exhibition. So he gets the feel of a game. He actually gets the feel of the ebbs and flows of a game.
Yeah, look,
let me ask you,
we've
me
had
ask
this.
You,
okay. Yeah, go ahead, Robert.
Oh, okay,
no,
real
ahead.
Quick, I'll exit with this. This is, listening, this is one of the most anticipated seasons over there, not because you think they're going to be a playoff contender, but when you think back, probably have to go back to 2012 with RG, and then, but other seasons when Gibbs got rehired, when Shanahan was hired, when they signed all those free agents in 2000, you think of anticipated years. Where would you rank this one in the realm of all the anticipation, excitement for just to see what a team's going to be in the upcoming year?
Yeah, it's we talked about this like a month and a half ago, I remember, because I agree with you. It certainly feels like that there should be as much anticipation and excitement as there's been in a long time. Certainly, you know, Jaden Daniels is number one on that list. Number two is a whole new front office and players picked by a traditional sort of structured organization with a general manager who, by the way, was instrumental in hiring the head coach. And I'm excited about Dan Quinn as the head coach and the staff that he's put together. I think the one thing is you look at this year versus some of the others that you referenced, and by the way, Dan not being here, of course, is that that fan base, the fan base that we're a part of, was whittled down to basically a third of what it once was. You know, you take basically 2017, 2018 through 2022, 2023, before Dan sold, you had essentially a third of the fan base left. So in terms of overall numbers, not all those people are back yet. But I think Jaden Daniels, new coaching staff, front office, general manager, no Dan, first real year of the Harris ownership era. I feel like I'm as excited to watch this team and feel like there's a chance that this could be the beginning of something. Whereas for so long, we were conditioned, and by the way, reasonably so, to not only believe but understand that nothing was going to be the beginning of anything long term. And that's what's different about now, is that this could end up being something that develops into something long term, you know, sustained year over year, you know, big games, you know, and that's not something that was possible before. Ian wants to weigh in. Ian, go ahead.
Of course he's got bust potential. I think G from the shop nailed it with Chase Young and RG3, rookies of the year, who didn't get their fifth year option picked up.
Well, RG3 did, actually.
I think it takes at least 3 years to kind of make that evaluation. But again, he has yet to even take a 5 or 7 step drop in a preseason or regular season game, and by his own admission, doesn't know how to slide. If you ask me right now, I would say there's a bigger chance he is a bust than not a bust. So, no, to answer the direct question, no, I think we need to see a ton more before we make that determination. And I think even the most optimistic of fans would feel that way, because we've been through this so recently. I think Grant Paulson said this is the 8th different starting quarterback in the past 8 years. And I can recall...
Yeah, 7th straight year of a new quarterback starting, yeah.
And I can recall every year calling in and people being like you said, they were mad if you weren't on board with Carson Wentz or Sam Howe or Alex Smith or this guy or Dwayne Haskins. So we've been through this exercise a lot. So, yeah, I think we need to see a lot more before we think.
Where did Jaden Daniels said he couldn't slide? Where did he say that?
He said that yesterday.
He said he does not know how to slide on record. I mean, that is galling, you know?
That's not true. I've seen Jaden Daniels slide before.
He said
Denton.
That he doesn't practice slides. He knows how to slide. He doesn't practice slides.
Oh, well, that's different from not being able to slide.
Ian, that was the quote. They asked him, do you practice sliding? And he said, no, I don't practice sliding. He slid in college all
the time. I've definitely seen Jaden Daniels slide. I've seen him get out of bounds in a real nifty way without getting hit a lot more than sliding. But Jaden Daniels can slide. I find that quote. I want to hear that quote if you can find that, Denton.
Yeah, give me a second. I'll pull it up.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Ian?
Nope. That's it.
Oh, all right. Let's go to Lap. Lap, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? Shout out to Denton, man. Hey, man. I guess we're just going to have to wait and see, man. I'm really excited about Jalen, man. He really got potential. Hopefully, he's not a bust. Hopefully, we can have a good 10-year run with him. You know, I want him to make the playoffs, man, because I want to see him develop, you know, regular season and postseason, man. That's how you get better and see where you are. Plus, you know, by him being the first in the building and the last in the building, those intangibles, working on his craft, you didn't really see that with RG3. You know what I'm saying? So I think this kid is different. He's definitely special. And we're going to be excited, man. And I really want him to prove the doubters wrong, man, because it's been long overdue, Kevin, and we've been waiting for this moment. So I'm just praying that this works out, because this would be beneficial to everybody. So,
of course.
We just have to wait and see. But I'm excited, though, Kevin. Yep.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. 301-230-0980. We've got an open line if you want to weigh in. The Junk's Twitter poll question of the day is, do you think, based on two preseason games, Jaden Daniels is bust-proof? 301-230-0980. I mean, I'd have to look at a highlight reel of Jaden. And actually, it's not highlight.
I have the clip if you want that.
You have what?
The clip on sliding.
Yeah, I want to hear what he said, because I think I remember him sliding a bunch, but go ahead.
I hate to harp on the sliding thing, but I'm just curious, like, mechanically, do you actually practice sliding? Have you ever practiced sliding?
Nah, I haven't.
That's it?
That's it.
He didn't say that he couldn't slide.
He just says he doesn't practice sliding.
Oh,
he doesn't practice it.
Yeah, I mean, you know why? Because he's a pretty natural athlete. You know, that was Sam Fortier asking that. Look, he took a lot of hits in college. This is a legitimate concern to have about Jaden Daniels. And the other night, I think it was unwise for him on that zone read keeper to actually get tackled in bounds. He had a clear path to run out of bounds for still a sizable gain. And it was the preseason, and he should have done that. And he's going to have to exercise better judgment as a professional quarterback, because availability is as important as any ability, as we all know. And his frame would not be able to, at the NFL level, you know, certain guys can take hits and they just, you know, they just never seem to get hurt, knock on wood. But he needs to avoid hits when they're unnecessary. Now, in game context, it's the fourth quarter, you're down four, it's fourth and six, and he starts scrambling, and he's got to go get 6 yards. Of course, you got to be a competitor at that point. You've got to take the risk at that point. In a second preseason game, he could have easily gotten out of bounds. Watching Jaden Daniels, as much as Denton and I watched him and talked about him last year during the college football season, there, the one thing you'll see from him, if you end up going back and watching games, he is very smooth at getting out of bounds. Like, he does this little sidestep thing right before he gets hit, you know, trying to pick up as many yards. He's got incredible spatial vision and awareness. This is not an RG3 straight line guy. It's not because he doesn't feel it or he doesn't see it. He's competitive. His team needed it last year. His team did not need it in the second quarter of a preseason game against Miami. So those are the judgments that have to be made, and they've got to be good ones. You know, I think Kingsbury said to Ben the other day in talking about it, he's competitive. We love that about him, but there's a place and a time. The place and time for getting tackled is in those moments in which you have to go get the yardage. You have to get the first down. Let's go to Junkyard Dog. Junkyard Dog, go ahead.
He dropped.
Okay. We got to get to a break, too. All right. Few other thoughts when we come back on this. And if you want to weigh in, 301-230-0980. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We are free and live on the Odyssey app.
Big story of the day. We've been talking about it all morning. Yesterday, Dan Quinn made it official that Jaden Daniels will be the starting quarterback week one against Tampa Bay. Jaden Daniels spoke after and credited Marcus Mariota for being a great leader and helping him along the way, and saying he's excited to fulfill his childhood dream. Major League Baseball Nationals in action tonight against Colorado Rockies. That'll be at home at Nats Park. You can hear it on 106.7 The Fan. DJ Ertz on the mound for the Nats. Mystics back in action. They host the Seattle Storm tonight at home at 7 p.m. In the NFL, Justin Herbert back on the practice field for the first time since being diagnosed with plantar fascia in his right foot all the way back on July 31st. And that's what's trending.
Just joy and happiness, to be able, like I said, to live out a dream that I dreamt about. But also, man, it's just, I couldn't be here without anybody. Like, I couldn't do it on my own, like family, support system, the organization here, Mr. Harris and all them for drafting me. And even the people in the quarterback room. I mean, shout out to Marcus for taking me under his wing and being a great mentor. Jeff Driscoll, man, they looking out for me, helping me out a lot.
That was Jaden Daniels yesterday. I found it interesting that on multiple occasions, he really pointed to Marcus Mariota in particular. I know that some of you think that there's a chance Marcus Mariota is not going to make this roster. I think you're wrong. I think he's definitely going to be on the roster. They paid him $6 million. It's not a lot of money, but they guaranteed $5.4 million of it. And I think part of having Marcus on this roster is to be a part of Jaden Daniels' development as a veteran quarterback who went through a lot of what Jaden's going through now. Let's not forget, Marcus Mariota is the number two pick in the 2015 draft, right? 2015 draft, 2014 draft, 2015 draft, with Winston going number one overall. He had basically an identical, you know, college career, actually more than just the one great season. And a lot was expected of him as well. And he was going into an organization in Tennessee that had not had good quarterback play. There was nobody, you know, sitting there, you know, allowing him to maybe sit for a little while. He was in day one as the starter. He pointed and referenced Marcus Mariota a couple of times yesterday, Jaden Daniels did. A couple of you sent me a link to Sam Fortier's story that he wrote. We heard Sam ask Jaden the question about, does he practice sliding? And he said, no, he doesn't practice sliding. And I was just trying to read some of Sam's story during the break. Will Jaden Daniels protect himself? The Commanders are counting on it. Jaden Daniels has the starting quarterback job. Now the real question, will he slide? An analysis of his tape shows he's not as reckless as some think. Yeah. I think that's the way we've talked about him. I don't have all of the data, and I can appreciate all the work Sam did, and he's got some videos here in his story of, you know, of Jaden sliding. He was not, you know, hit over and over again. He wasn't a guy that sought out contact like the guy from Ole Miss a couple of years ago. What was his name? Matt Corral. Matt Corral literally would seek out defensive players to try to run over. You know, there are quarterbacks like that. Jaden wasn't that. He did take some big shots in some highly competitive moments. You know, the Alabama first half, I actually thought was the game in which he pretty much started to put himself at the front of the Heisman race. He was brilliant in that first half and then got knocked out of the game by Dallas Turner on a cheap shot hit in the pocket, not on the run. But he took a couple of big hits, and there's that one play, Denton, remember, where he tries to jump into and over the would-be tackling group that was waiting for him. But he's capable of protecting himself. This dude is an athlete. Like, he's an all-around athlete. He's got great feel. He's got great feet. He knows where it's coming from. He's just, at this level, going to have to use better judgment. You know, he's going to have to get out of bounds rather than worrying about the extra yard or two, except in those moments where he needs the extra yard or two. And then he's going to have to be a quarterback that is primarily concerned with winning the game that he's playing in. But I, you know, it's a reasonable concern. And part of that concern is also his, you know, skinny to thin frame. It's, you know, he's a tall dude, and everybody that has stood beside him will say he's not as skinny in person as he looks on television. But, you know, we'll see if he ends up exercising good judgment, because it could certainly be the difference between a long career and a shorter career. You know, he's not Lamar Jackson. Lamar, he is in terms of his dynamic playmaking ability as a runner, but Lamar is thick. You know, Lamar's 220, right? Every bit of it. And in just a thicker build. And by the way, Lamar hasn't been able to stay healthy. Remember Lamar? Didn't Lamar lose a bunch of weight coming into this season? Didn't we read that in the offseason?
He go vegan or something? He changed his diet, I think.
Yeah. All right. Couple of more calls on the question, and that is, have you seen enough? It's the Junk's Twitter poll question of the day. Have you seen enough in the preseason to say that Jaden Daniels is bust-proof? TC, go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Katie, for taking the call.
Sure.
I've seen enough before. I knew enough that Jaden was not bust-proof from the Junk Street because of his character and the way he handled himself totally in his play. And just like you say, he's athletic and he can handle the position. My only question, and everybody's always, you know, everybody's Jaden. I understand Jaden Dan. My question for everybody, and I'm waiting for people to actually dig into this, including you, is the offensive line. That's my question, because no one really wants to get into the offensive line, because our offensive line stinks. Furthermore, I'm going to get back to the Jaden. I just want to make that point. Then I'm going to get back to Jaden. Jaden, first of all, you from Lamar. When Lamar came in the NFL, Lamar was skinny too. He, the next season, he off-trained, the off-season, he put on weight. Now, not that much weight, but he big muscle build. The same thing was going to apply to Jaden. He just come into the season, you got to get his feet in wet. Next year, he put on a little bit muscle, man, and you'll see it better in his body, far as that. He's slender.
Yeah.
He's going to be all right. The sliding whole technique, I don't know why people are just pumping up all, going crazy because of the hits. He had a couple of hits that was crazy and outstanding, looked more violent than it is. He's not RG3. He's not injury prone. RG3 was injury prone before.
Yeah, good point. He was injured. He was injured twice in college. You're right. Yeah, some bodies are injury prone. Some aren't. You know, keep your fingers crossed that he is a guy that can take a bunch of hits and keep popping back up. I want to get to another call, but I appreciate it, TC. And I'm going to just real quickly answer your question about the offensive line, which we've obviously talked about for months now, for more than months now. We're going to find out. You know, we're going to find out with a different coordinator and a different quarterback. And really, it's not even a fair, you know, it's not even a fair comparison, because this is a completely different offensive line than the one we had last year. You're going to have 3/5 of the offensive line be different. Biotish, Allegretti, and potentially Brandon Coleman. All right. And then Cosme and Wiley on the right side. So 3/5 of the offensive line has a chance opening day to be 3 totally different players. So it may be unfair to compare it to last year's offensive line. I can only say this. Last year, the advanced numbers, as we've talked about many times, did not, you know, pinpoint Washington's pass protection among its offensive line as bad as you thought it was. It was 14th. Next gen pass block win rate. It was a lot about the quarterback who couldn't see it and held on to it, and a coordinator who kept dropping him back over and over again. Let's go to Chad in Nashville. Chad, go ahead.
What's up, Kev? Thanks for
What's
taking
up,
my
Chad?
Call, brother.
Sure.
Man, what I think is, first off, my generation, and you know, I'm 31, and the last time we had this excitement was RG3's first year. So I think a lot of my generation and people around my age have this type of PTSD when it comes to watching Jaden Daniels because of what happened to RG3. So I kind of let that slide a little bit because I understand. But when it comes to him being a bust, it depends on how you look at it. If we're going to look at it as, is he the franchise guy for 10 years and he doesn't end up being one, and you want to call that a bust because he was picked at 2, then sure. But I think what we take advantage of, or what we don't pay attention too much to, is college experience. Think about how much college experience he has. All right. That gets overlooked a lot. You can tell he's NFL ready. Look at the way he dissects a defense. Look at the way he, he processes things. Okay. And then as far as
again, who's he playing against? What are they doing? Exactly. They're not game planning. I agree. Exactly. I'm seeing a guy like I saw in college, a guy that processes quickly, a guy that throws with anticipation, who throws accurately, who can make every throw. I've seen that, too, in the three series, he's had. But it's just tough to know at the pro level based on two preseason games and only three series. I mean, 27 total plays, 15 pass attempts.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
but also think about this, Kevin. We probably have only seen what, maybe 25% of what Kingsbury's offense is going to be, and then the offensive line.
Even,
I get it. We all have all these concerns. Not even, but all these offensive line concerns. What does Daniels do best? He gets that ball out quick. Okay, so I think we can settle down on that too. And we have to understand we're watching a freaking preseason game, guys. All right, we'll know Tampa. That'll be a good first test.
We're not going to even know Tampa. That's the point overall. Thanks for the call, Chad, as always.
Yeah.
I'm up against a hard break. But bottom line is, we've already given you examples. I mean, Robert Griffin III was a rookie of the year. Chase Young was a rookie of the year. Both of them busts. Carson Wentz was an MVP front runner. His career's been more bust than anything else. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Just joy and happiness, to be able, like I said, to live out a dream that I dreamt about. But also, man, it's just, I couldn't be here without anybody. Like, I couldn't do it on my own, like family, support system, the organization here, Mr. Harris and all them for drafting me. And even the people in the quarterback room. I mean, shout out to Marcus for taking me under his wing and being a great mentor. Jeff Driscoll, man, they looking out for me, helping me out a lot.
That was Jaden Daniels yesterday. I found it interesting that on multiple occasions, he really pointed to Marcus Mariota in particular. I know that some of you think that there's a chance Marcus Mariota is not going to make this roster. I think you're wrong. I think he's definitely going to be on the roster. They paid him $6 million. It's not a lot of money, but they guaranteed $5.4 million of it. And I think part of having Marcus on this roster is to be a part of Jaden Daniels' development as a veteran quarterback who went through a lot of what Jaden's going through now. Let's not forget, Marcus Mariota is the number two pick in the 2015 draft, right? 2015 draft, 2014 draft, 2015 draft, with Winston going number one overall. He had basically an identical, college career, actually more than just the one great season. And a lot was expected of him as well. And he was going into an organization in Tennessee that had not had good quarterback play. There was nobody, sitting there, allowing him to maybe sit for a little while. He was in day one as the starter. He pointed and referenced Marcus Mariota a couple of times yesterday, Jaden Daniels did. A couple of you sent me a link to Sam Fortier's story that he wrote. We heard Sam ask Jaden the question about, does he practice sliding? And he said, no, he doesn't practice sliding. And I was just trying to read some of Sam's story during the break. Will Jaden Daniels protect himself? The Commanders are counting on it. Jaden Daniels has the starting quarterback job. Now the real question, will he slide? An analysis of his tape shows he's not as reckless as some think. Yeah. I think that's the way we've talked about him. I don't have all of the data, and I can appreciate all the work Sam did. And he's got some videos here in his story of Jaden sliding. He was not, hit over and over again. He wasn't a guy that sought out contact, like the guy from Ole Miss a couple of years ago. What was his name? Matt Corral. Matt Corral literally would seek out defensive players to try to run over. There are quarterbacks like that. Jaden wasn't that. He did take some big shots in some highly competitive moments. The Alabama first half, I actually thought was the game in which he pretty much started to put himself at the front of the Heisman race. He was brilliant in that first half and then got knocked out of the game by Dallas Turner on a cheap shot hit in the pocket, not on the run. But he took a couple of big hits, and there's that one play, Denton, remember, where he tries to jump into and over the would-be tackling group that was waiting for him. But he's capable of protecting himself. This dude is an athlete. Like, he's an all-around athlete. He's got great feel. He's got great feet. He knows where it's coming from. He's just, at this level, going to have to use better judgment. You know, he's going to have to get out of bounds rather than worrying about the extra yard or two. Except in those moments where he needs the extra yard or two. And then he's going to have to be a quarterback that is primarily concerned with winning the game that he's playing in. But I, you know, it's a reasonable concern. And part of that concern is also his, you know, skinny to thin frame. It's, you know, he's a tall dude, and everybody that has stood beside him will say he's not as skinny in person as he looks on television. But, you know, we'll see if he ends up exercising good judgment, because it could certainly be the difference between a long career and a shorter career. You know, he's not Lamar Jackson. Lamar, he is in terms of his dynamic playmaking ability as a runner, but Lamar is thick. You know, Lamar's 220, right? Every bit of it. And in just a thicker build. And by the way, Lamar hasn't been able to stay healthy. Remember Lamar? Didn't Lamar lose a bunch of weight coming into this season? Didn't we read that in the offseason?
He go vegan or something? He changed his diet, I think.
Yeah. All right. Couple of more calls on the question, and that is, have you seen enough? It's the Junk's Twitter poll question of the day. Have you seen enough in the preseason to say that Jaden Daniels is bust-proof? TC, go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Katie, for taking the call.
Sure.
I've seen enough. I knew enough that Jaden was bust-proof from the jump street because of his character and the way he handled himself totally in his play. And just like you say, he's athletic, and he can handle the position. My only question, and everybody's always, you know, everybody's Jaden. I understand Jaden Dan. My question for everybody, and I'm waiting for people to actually dig into this, including you, is the offensive line. That's my question, because no one really wants to get into the offensive line, because our offensive line stinks. Furthermore, I'm going to get back to the Jaden. I just want to make that point. Then I'm going to get back to Jaden. Jaden, first of all, you from Lamar. When Lamar came in the NFL, Lamar was skinny too. The next season, he off-trained, off-season, he put on weight. Now, not that much weight, but he big muscle build. The same thing was going to apply to Jaden. He just come into the season, he got to get his feet in wet. Next year, he put on a little bit muscle, man, and you'll see it better in his body for that. He's slender. Yeah. He's going to be all right. The sliding whole technique, I don't know why people are just pumping up all, just going crazy because of the hits. He had a couple of hits that was crazy and outstanding, looked more violent than it is. He's not RG3. He's not injury prone. RG3 was injury prone before.
Yeah, good point. He was injured. He was injured twice in college. You're right. Yeah, some bodies are injury prone. Some aren't. You know, keep your fingers crossed that he is a guy that can take a bunch of hits and keep popping back up. I want to get to another call, but I appreciate it, TC. And I'm going to just real quickly answer your question about the offensive line, which we've obviously talked about for months now, for more than months now. We're going to find out. You know, we're going to find out with a different coordinator and a different quarterback. And really, it's not even a fair, you know, it's not even a fair comparison, because this is a completely different offensive line than the one we had last year. You're going to have 3/5 of the offensive line be different. Biotish, Allegretti, and potentially Brandon Coleman. All right. And then Cosmi and Wiley on the right side. So 3/5 of the offensive line has a chance opening day to be 3 totally different players. So it may be unfair to compare it to last year's offensive line. I can only say this. Last year, the advanced numbers, as we've talked about many times, did not, you know, pinpoint Washington's pass protection among its offensive line as bad as you thought it was. It was 14th next-gen pass block win rate. It was a lot about the quarterback who couldn't see it and held on to it, and a coordinator who kept dropping him back over and over again. Let's go to Chad in Nashville. Chad, go ahead.
What's up, Kev? Thanks for
What's
taking
up,
my
Chad?
Call, brother.
Sure.
Man, what I think is, first off, my generation, and, you know, I'm 31, and the last time we had this excitement was RG3's first year. So I think a lot of my generation and people around my age have this type of PTSD when it comes to watching Jaden Daniels because of what happened to RG3. So I kind of let that slide a little bit because I understand. But when it comes to him being a bust, it depends on how you look at it. If we're going to look at it as, is he the franchise guy for 10 years and he doesn't end up being one, and you want to call that a bust because he was picked at 2, then sure. But I think what we take advantage of or what we don't pay attention too much to is college experience. Think about how much college experience he has, all right? That gets overlooked a lot. You can tell he's NFL ready. Look at the way he dissects a defense. Look at the way he, you know, he processes things, okay? And then as far as
again, who's he playing against? What are they doing?
Exactly.
They're not game planning. I agree. Exactly. I'm seeing a guy like I saw in college, a guy that processes quickly, a guy that throws with anticipation, who throws accurately, who can make every throw. I've seen that too in the 3 series, you know, he's had. But it's just tough to know at the pro level based on 3 preseason games and only 2 preseason games and only 3 series. I mean, 27 total plays, 15 pass attempts.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
but also think about this, Kevin. We probably have only seen what, maybe 25% of what Kingsbury's offense is going to be, and then the offensive line.
Even,
I get it. We have all these concerns. Not even, but all these offensive line concerns. What does Daniels do best? He gets that ball out quick. Okay, so I think we can settle down on that too. And we have to understand we're watching a freaking preseason game, guys. All right, we'll know Tampa. That'll be a good first test.
We're not going to even know Tampa. That's the point overall. Thanks for the call, Chad, as always.
Yeah.
I'm up against a hard break. But bottom line is, we've already given you examples. I mean, you know, Robert Griffin III was a rookie of the year. Chase Young was a rookie of the year. Both of them busts. Carson Wentz was an MVP front runner. His career's been more bust than anything else. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team 980.com.